You're so quiet. Morning. You don't have to read the Bible to know the story of the Exodus, right? The Hebrews had been slaves in Egypt. Moses led them to freedom. They were supposed to go to the Promised Land, but they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years before they got there. Does that sound at all familiar in your life? We all experience delays getting where we want to go, and we call it different things. We say getting stuck, facing obstacles or hurdles. Sometimes we call it failure. Sometimes we call it unanswered prayer. But as we've said so many times, the universe is set up to give you whatever you want if you know how to ask and if you know how to allow it into your life. That's how prosperity works. That's how all abundance works. So we talked last week about deciding what you want, and even that is tricky because most of us look at the conditions around us and tailor our dreams to what seems possible. How much money is in the bank? How much time is available? How much education do I have? What are the authorities forcing me to do? Taxes, regulations, laws. The Hebrew slaves bowed to authority for 400 years before Moses showed up and insisted it was possible to be free with help from a higher power. So we said last Sunday, you have to elevate your consciousness to the frequency of the life you want. Your thinking has to change. The inner shift comes first. And next week is about allowing the good into your life, living in a cycle of giving and receiving. Today is about the long middle. 40 years in the Bible means an indeterminate long time. It takes as long as it takes. But why? What had to change before the former slaves could enter the Promised Land? So let's talk first about what kept them out, what keeps us from having what we want. If your good seems not to be arriving, it's usually for one of two reasons. You're attracting from a deeper desire than you're aware of, or you're blocking the answer you want. And both are really common. But we tie ourselves in knots, asking, where is it? What's happened? Maybe I'm on the wrong track. Am I just being selfish? Does God not love me? Maybe it's not God's will. Maybe this principle just doesn't work. Desire and results begin in us. It's not about getting God to do something for you. It's about working with the law from your divine identity. So let's start with your deeper desires. Sometimes when the life you think you want seems to be delayed, it's because you're creating from what you really want instead. Sometimes we don't even know our deeper desires, or we won't let ourselves know them. But haven't you talked to people who say, I got fired and at first I was mad and then I realized how relieved I was to be out of that job? It was answering a deeper desire. Somebody who's searching for a corporate job might realize they really want to be a musician or a stay-at-home mom. You might want to travel, but you also want to be available for your grandchildren's games and recitals. A true dream will align with your vision. And while it's fun to envision lying on the beach in Acapulco, you might have higher priorities. I have two friends, both in another city. One's husband has Alzheimer's, the other has Parkinson's. They both feel trapped at home with these sick men. They both have expressed a desire to run away, and they both have a deeper desire to stay. So when you seem to be facing closed doors, spend some time asking yourself what you really want, what is deep down most important to you. Our job is just to decide. And then the universe, or call it God or angels, can go to work with you to bring it about. Or put another way, the law works in your favor. Once you anchor the decision, the universe begins to shift and takes the form of what you're holding. Joseph Campbell said, when you follow your bliss, that was his phrase, when you follow your bliss, Doors will open where you would not have thought there would be doors, and where there wouldn't be a door for anyone else. I know you might be facing conditions that seem to limit what's possible for you. Your spouse is sick, your job is uncertain, your money is low, but you can still decide what you want. And most people first want peace of mind about the conditions that exist. Whether or not the circumstances ever change, most people want to know there's a greater power available for guidance and comfort. And there is, and this might be something I don't clarify enough. When I talk about your own divinity, I'm not saying there's nothing bigger than you are. Of course there is a greater presence and power. We affirm it every week. Just understand you're one with it. You're not separate from it. In the prayer workshop yesterday, we spent 4 hours understanding our divine identity. We talked about stepping into our spiritual power, which is so much more than just personality. It's the truth of your being, your divine essence. So whenever you're feeling in trouble, you're not in your right mind, you're in physical or emotional pain, there is something larger than you to help you through it. We're constantly balancing our ability to create the lives we want with surrendering to greater wisdom. It's both and. I cautioned you last week about going with the flow, and I wanted to say more about that. It's a perfectly fine concept. It is a form of surrender. Go with the flow. It can mean you're not resistant to what is. It can mean you're not attached to outcomes. But going with the flow can also be a cop-out. I hear about going with the flow a lot from people who have given up asking for anything or envisioning the life they want. They say, oh, well, I'll just go with the flow. If their lives aren't happy, it's, well, I must have something to learn here, or it's just not meant to be. I wouldn't give up so easily. The flow is a stream of good and well-being through the universe, and as it flows through your life, you shape it with your thoughts. And here's the thing, it's going to take the shape of your thoughts anyway. So it's worthwhile to pay attention to what they are. You have power and responsibility to take that creative substance and make of it what you will. Going with the flow does not explain why you're not getting what you want. Your job is to synchronize yourself with the flow of good and well-being that is always available. Let's put it another way. There's an early Unity writer named Frances Folks. She said, God's will for you is always good that is pressed down, shaken together, running over. She said, God fills any vessel his children hold out to him. Of course, God is not a supreme Santa Claus doling out goodies to children. She's saying, though, the universe is abundant. And I like that image of the vessel. It's our receptivity. It's where we make room for the good that we say we want. So what size vessel are you offering? And is it empty so it can be filled with good? The clutter in our vessels crowds out the good. Those vessels, of course, are ourselves, and the clutter is in our consciousness. That's what causes delays. Which is one mistake those Hebrew slaves made in the wilderness. They didn't celebrate their freedom very long. They started to complain. It's hot. It's rocky. We don't have fresh vegetables like we did in Egypt. We're sick of this manna. It's in the Bible. They were focused on conditions. They were focused on the negative, and that clutters up consciousness. And that's one way we block our good. So we've talked about creating from our true, deeper desires. We've talked about claiming and using our creative power. No matter how spiritual it sounds, to go with the flow, we are creators. So let's talk about decluttering consciousness. Decluttering is very trendy. when your good seems to be delayed, clean house, weed the garden, tidy up, make room for your good within. Sometimes it's hard to get your mind off of everything that's going on, the conditions, the what ifs. Eric Butterworth, the great Unity writer, suggests that you write all of that stuff down. Make a list of your troubles, not to take to God in prayer, but to remind you of what you're holding on to. What is cluttering the vessel that could receive your good? Make the list and then burn it. Consciously let go of those worries. We talked in the prayer workshop yesterday about denials. Before you affirm the good you want, release whatever is in the way. Make room. You're not denying there's a problem. You deny there's ever a problem without an answer. You deny any thoughts or beliefs not aligned with spiritual truth. You stay focused on your amazing potential as a divine being, a part of all that is. Bear Bryant won 323 football games in his coaching career. He lost just 85. He had 6 national championships. He is one of the winningest coaches ever. And I've heard that when he was asked his secret of coaching, he said that when he went over the game film with the team, he only showed them what they had done right. What they'd done right. He didn't review their mistakes. He focused on the star moments. We get more of what we focus on. Put your attention on what you want to create. See the negative just long enough to decide what you want instead. And when I say focus on the good, do that in your heart. Drop your thoughts from your head to your heart, because your head will argue, well, that's not possible. Just look around you. Your heart knows anything is possible. Your heart is where you step into your divine power. So first, don't let negativity clutter your vessel. And second, clear out any resentments. Butterworth said, if you're blocking the flow of life or substance or love by your resentment or unforgiveness, not even God can break through with the good you desire. Yikes. We've talked a lot about forgiveness, so I'll just remind you the key is willingness. You can pray for them, you can wish them well, but once you're simply willing, forgiveness often happens without much effort. You'll realize one day the energy has evaporated around that person or event. And if you think you're doing pretty well with forgiveness, make it a daily practice. It's a cleaning process, like brushing your teeth. You can even do this as you brush your teeth. Ask, who or what can I forgive today? And see what pops into your mind. Then just consciously bless and release it. And here's something interesting that's linked to forgiveness. Ralph Waldo Emerson, who was the guru to Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, who founded Unity. Emerson wrote an essay about the law of compensation, which means you'll always get what's yours, what's owed to you. Nothing is ever lost or stolen for good. So if you believe something's been taken from you or you've been victimized in some way, you'll want to forgive that situation, but release it like this. Mentally place it in your universal bank account. There's an account with your name on it that is only temporarily invisible. Put what appears to be a loss in this account, and it will return a yield to you. That's the law. You plant it in one field, you'll reap in another. So energetically expect its return multiplied. And while you're waiting for all this to work out, is sometimes called divine timing. That's something else that sounds spiritual but can be a cop-out if we use it as an excuse for why our dreams haven't manifested. Before you blame divine timing for the delay, make sure you've done everything you can do. You've cleared the clutter, you're focused on the good. But we do live in time and space, and there's something called the law of gestation, which is the symbolic 40 years it takes for something to come to fruition. We're not always patient with this. When we face delays, we want to give it meaning. We start to wonder if we're on the wrong track. And it is hard to know sometimes whether the obstacles are steering you in another direction, or someday they'll be part of your great story about overcoming adversity to achieve success. Because every successful person has. So how do you know the difference? This is when you pray or go within. When you're feeling delayed or stuck or confused, turn to God, Spirit, Infinite Mind, Higher Self, and say, if this dream, this goal, is really for my highest good, then increase my passion for it. I'm open to an idea. Give me an idea. And if it isn't for my highest good, then help me decrease my energy for this dream. Redirect me. This or something better. Haven't some things in your life turned out better than you could have imagined? So we've talked about all the reasons you might experience delay. Deep down, you might want something else. Or you're being wishy-washy about your desires because you don't believe they're really possible. You might be blocking your good with negativity, holding condition-based thoughts that keep you from acknowledging all things are possible. You might be holding on to resentment. You might be waiting on divine timing. But while you wait, make sure you are clear to receive and you are a match to the frequency, the vibrational energy of what you want. And if you aren't sure whether to move forward, ask for clarity. Increase or decrease my passion. Speak to me in ways I cannot possibly misunderstand. Whenever you feel stuck or stymied, something better is trying to emerge. So you've cleared your consciousness. Don't leave a vacuum there. Something needs to replace those thoughts of negativity or resentment or self-pity. And it's oneness. It's getting into an awareness of oneness, that mighty stream of life, substance, and intelligence of which you are a part. So there's a 5-step method to stay in a higher frequency, and you can tick these off on your fingers. I heard these from Mary Morrissey, but they also track the 5 spiritual principles we teach in Unity, and they track the 5 steps for prayer that we've learned. God is. Realize you are part of the one presence and power, life itself. All you have to do is bring that to mind. Remember, you're living in an ocean of life, love, intelligence, and creativity. It is the power breathing you. Second, I am part of this presence. It's everywhere, so I have to be part of it. I'm having a human experience, which is sometimes tough. But I'm connected to the infinite mind. So God is, I am. The truth is, this presence is available for guidance, support, and grace that can be specifically applied to any dream or challenge. We've talked before about facts versus truth. The conditions of your life are facts. The truth is, there's an answer. Who you are is so much bigger than the problem. That one presence and power is you. Remember that truth. And then fourth, let go. Give up struggle and worry. If you really knew the answer is right here, you'd relax. You'd assume, okay, well then this is what it looks like while everything is working out, while problems are being solved. You can handle that. Consciously relax your body. Empty the vessel, prepare for the good. And fifth, be grateful, which is easy by this point. You've remembered God is all there is, and you are part of that divine power. You've affirmed the truth that every problem has an answer. You've let go of this. So it's easy to be grateful. Feel grateful an answer exists even when you can't see it yet. You can go through this list anytime you are feeling stuck or delayed. God is, I am, the truth is, so I let go and feel grateful. And then take an action in the direction you want to go. Take any small step to bring it into physical form. If you didn't believe it was impossible, what would you do? We practice this. It's part of being a spiritual being, having a human experience. And we get so mired in the human conditions, we have to constantly remind ourselves of our spiritual side and practice living from that awareness. You're not trying to reach God or get his attention, but find that energy of oneness. Live at that frequency where all things are possible. And that is how the slaves finally got to the promised land. They entered a consciousness of oneness. They had been so disillusioned with the delay out in the wilderness, some of them went back to worshiping other gods. They built a golden calf. That generation had to die out before the younger ones, with fresher, less burdened minds, could enter the promised land. As the story is told, it was land they believed had been promised to them by God. For us, it's the promise of the lives we want, the good that awaits us. Those who finally crossed the Jordan River believed without doubt they were in partnership with God. They didn't have Charles Fillmore. They didn't have our awareness of co-creation. They weren't responsible for what they held in consciousness. That's why it took them 40 years. But they believed God was with them. And we know that too, because we are part of that one presence and power that governs the universe. We don't have to die physically like their older generation. We can die to past beliefs and rise to new consciousness. Paul said, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." He said we could put on the mind that was in Christ Jesus. We call that living from our divine identity. The same spirit that was in Jesus is in you. We practice it. We work at it consciously. We use our thoughts to shape the flow of creative substance and let go of the struggle, knowing this is what it looks like while everything is working out. So let's take those thoughts into meditation. We meditate by becoming still and quiet and turning within. To God as you understand him. For some, that is a divine presence within you. For some, that is the universe, all that is, the transcendent God. And for some, it's a relationship, an ongoing conversation with a higher power. So, in whatever way you conceptualize it, enter into that presence. Remember who you truly are, one with the infinite. Remember what you have available. All the attributes you believe are a part of God are a part of you, like a drop of ocean water. And so bring to mind some delay or frustration you might be experiencing. And present that problem to the divine presence. Notice which one is bigger. Notice which one is more powerful. You don't tell God how big your problems are. You tell your problems how big your God is. The God within you, the God of all that is. The God you know intimately. So whatever your conditions may be right now, or how it looks while it's all working out, because there's always an answer. There is no issue bigger than that divine presence in which we live and move and have our being. So take a moment to visualize this delay or frustration, whatever you brought to mind, simply dissolving in the light of the divine. Whatever you need, whatever you ask is already yours. Whatever you're experiencing is temporary. And how grateful we are for that awareness. How grateful to know that we are a part of this presence. We go forth into the day in a consciousness of oneness, confident that all is well, and we are loved, and so it is. Amen. Hallelujah.